Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Measuring Success Right. I am Tyler Bennett, and I am today's host. Today, our guest on the show is Bienvenu, which means welcome in French. Bienvenu is a native of Madagascar who moved to the United States about a year ago. To start off, I'd like to give a little background on Madagascar. I'm guessing most of our listeners don't know very much about this island, and what they do know might be from the movie Madagascar, which is about all I knew until I served my mission there for 2 years. Here are some fun facts. Madagascar is an island off the coast of Africa. It's about the size of Texas. Madagascar is one of the biggest islands in the world, and it has a population a little under 28 million. The wildlife there is very diverse. Most of the wildlife in Madagascar is found nowhere else on the earth. Madagascar is the leading exporter of vanilla in the world, and they were colonized by the French in 1540 and later gained its independence in 1960. Bienvenu, thank you for being here today. It's great to have you with us.
Hi. You are welcome. I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing about Madagascar and talking to you about growing up there and what it's been like living in the United States. So to start off, I'd like to just ask you, what was it like growing up in Madagascar?
I was born in the north of Madagascar, a town called Marantsetra, where my mom is from. I grew up with a family of six. I lived my entire life in Toamasina, located in the east coast of Madagascar.
That's awesome. Does your family still live there?
Yeah, they still live there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Especially my parents are in the south, Toliara, south of Madagascar, called Toliara, and my siblings are still in Toamasina.
That's awesome. I love Toamasina. I was lucky enough to spend a year there while I was living in Madagascar, and it became my favorite city in the country. It's beautiful, and the people there are awesome. So what was school like in Madagascar? I know a lot of us are accustomed to how school is here in the United States, but I'd like to hear what it was like in Madagascar.
School in Madagascar generally is like the French program. And our course are teach in French, and sometimes teachers explain course in Malagasy too. I went to Catholic school, and we were uniform. After high school, I went to University of Toamasina, and I learned economy science.
That's awesome. So a couple things you said. First, you said that school is taught in French. Do all Malagasies speak French?
Not all Malagasies speak French. The students, those who have opportunity to go to school, have this change, this opportunity to speak French.
Okay. Wow. Was it hard to learn French, or because you were kind of raised in an environment where a lot of people learn French, did you pick it up pretty fast?
It depends, but I start school as a pre-K, I still learn French.
Okay, so you start when you're young.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you went to the University of Toamasina. How many years were you there?
Okay, I was there for 4 years. Yeah.
Wow. 4 years, you studied economics. Mm-hmm. How was it? Did you like going to a university?
Yes, I really like to go to the university because to obtain knowledge, because education is important, very important things in life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think that's really cool you went to school there. When I was there, I didn't meet that many people who went to a university in Madagascar. So I think that's cool that you, I'm guessing you made a goal when you were younger to go to the university and you achieved that. So I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. What made you want to move to the United States?
Okay, I'm here to get married with my husband in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, in Temple, Texas.
So you guys got married in the temple in Texas. Did you like Texas?
Yes, it's warm, hot.
It's warm? Is it warmer in Texas than it is in Madagascar?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Similar, yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What was the process like coming to the United States?
Okay, the process for coming here in the United States, I can divide it for three parts. First part, we got engaged. So my fiancé, my husband, come to Madagascar and get me engaged in the Malagasy way, Fumba Malagasy, called Vudjunji. So the man asked the young woman to her parents.
Okay.
Yeah. And after that, fill out some paperwork and send it to USCIS. Then we waited for them to approve if we were really engaged. And because of the pandemic of COVID-19, we waited for almost one year for that. And the second part, medical appointment for me, and had to be healthy to come here. Then I had an interview at the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Antananarivo, capital of Madagascar. And the last part, after the interview, I got my visa and had a plane ticket. I flew here and got married at Dallas Temple.
That's awesome. So your husband came to Madagascar. You did the Fumba Malagasy, where he basically asked your parents if he could marry you. How long was it from when he asked your parents if he could marry you to the time that you came to the United States?
A year and a half.
Mm-hmm. So it was a year and a half. Yeah. Wow, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that things ended up working out. So you said that you had to get a medical appointment to show you were healthy to come mm-hmm. to the United States. That surprised me. I wouldn't have guessed that you had to do that before mm-hmm. coming here. So that's interesting, kind of cool to learn that. How is life in the United States? Is it different than you expected? And if so, how is it different?
Yeah, it's totally different. Those infrastructure first, when you go out and we see that here is an developed country.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has his own car. No more people walk in the road, and people here use lots of technology. Technology is advanced here. Also, we have to use application when to the restaurant, hospital, school, everything, you have to use the technology. I think it's the big difference. And also here too, it's rare to see money.
Like actual dollar bills?
Yes, yeah. Those bills. In Madagascar, people just have bills with them. It's very rare to use cards.
So it's all paper money in Madagascar, and here it's more credit cards and debit cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Right. So I think that was probably a really big adjustment, all the technology. And it seems like even since COVID-19, a lot more things have shifted towards technology. Like you were saying, when you go to the restaurant, you have to use your phone to view the menu instead of just receiving a physical menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about how it surprised you how people aren't in the streets. And I remember when I came back from Madagascar being shocked at how empty the roads seemed. In Madagascar, it seemed like there were a million people on the road, and cars were swerving in between people, sometimes hitting people off the road, and here they're just empty. So that's pretty cool. What do you miss most from Madagascar?
I miss the most those fresh fruits and vegetables, the beach, and my family.
Okay. Would you say that the fruit and vegetables were better in Madagascar?
Yes, they are better because they are pure.
Natural.
Okay. Yes. Just they grew the manures and
the they grow in the
wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Are there any fruits in Madagascar that we do not have here that you miss?
Corosol, lychee sunu, lychee, guava, and baobab too, baobab fruit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever tried baobab fruit when I was there, but I did have a lot of lychees, and I miss those so much. Mm-hmm. I remember the last kind of lychee season, all my companions and I, we would eat so many because we knew that we wouldn't have them for a long time. So I missed those a lot. It was cool walking down the streets and just seeing all of the lychees in the trees, and they just seemed like they were everywhere. So that was pretty awesome. Bienvenue, what do you wish people here in America knew about Madagascar?
Okay. Thanks for the question. I wish that people here in United States know about Madagascar first. Madagascar is a real place. That's not an imaginary place, but it's real. And I lived there my life.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life.
Yeah.
Madagascar has 18 tribes with their own dialect, but likely we can understand each other's because we have a official language too, so people can understand each other's. And Madagascar has those endemic vegetations and animals like lemurs and fusa, so we can't find those anywhere in the world. And Madagascar has a many nice places to visit, and people are nice, not offensive. Yes, it's a sweet people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. The people in Madagascar, Malagasies, are some of the most amazing and kindest people I think I've ever met. So I miss them a lot, and it's been fun talking with you and just talking with a Malagasy again. It feels like it's been a long time since I've seen a Malagasy. And hopefully after listening to this podcast, people know that Madagascar is an amazing island. And hopefully people have the desire to visit or just learn more about it, because I think there's a lot of cool things people can learn. I'm impressed with you and all the things you've accomplished in your life, going to university in a country where it's not common to go to college and where it's really often difficult to sacrifice that time, and it's not cheap as well. So I think that's really amazing that you did that. And then another amazing thing you've done is setting the goal of coming to the United States. It sounds like it was a long process, 18 months, you said, of preparing things. And I'm sure the COVID-19 pandemic made it a lot more difficult than it would have been otherwise to make it here. So I think that's amazing that you stuck with it and did that. So the title of this podcast is Measuring Success Right. So I want to ask you, how do you measure success?
Okay, for me, I measure success when I realize the goal I am setting or achieve more than I expected, more I expected. And with that achieving goals, you are happy and able to help others too. That I measure success.
I like that a lot. Thank you. Focusing on, you know, achieving our own goals, but also focusing on others. I think that's really important and something that a lot of us could learn. And I think if a lot of people learned that and focused on, you know, others instead of only focusing on ourselves, we'd be a lot happier people. So thank you so much, Bienvenue, for being here today. It was great talking with you and hearing more about Madagascar and, you know, some of the insights that you have from being raised there.
You are welcome. With pleasure, Tyler. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all who listened to today's episode. If you would like to hear more from the Marriott Student Review, we invite you to visit our website at marriottstudentreview.org.
Veluma.
'Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.